our hemodynamic data is very important because it shows mean gradients in the single digits as we've become accustomed to in the superannular valve. But more importantly, it shows the effective orifice area greater than 2. We know that your flow area goes up by the square as your radius goes up, and that you have to get an effective orifice area above 2 before you can really handle higher flows generated by exercise. Dr. Reardon pointed out during the late-breaker session at ACC that as we move into lower-risk patients, physicians are going to be treating patients who want exercise and looking for a valve that offers an effective orifice area greater than 2 is going to be important as we move forward.